The Russian peoples, over the centuries, have lived through wars, invasions, and all manner of upheaval. But for the Tatar nation, along the Volga River, one thing has remained constant, a festival called Sabantuy. NPR's Martha Wexler went to a fairground outside the Tatar capital, Kazan, to see what it's all about.
It's like a giant 4th of July celebration and county fair combined, but it dates back to pagan times. In every town and every village throughout Tatarstan, families and friends gather for a day of revelry. Dancers in brightly colored folk costumes meet visitors at the gates. Maidens holding bouquets and plates heaping with a treat called chak-chak greet a very important guest, the chairman of Tatarstan's parliament. He addresses the girls in Russian and Tatar and asks permission to proceed. Permission is granted, and the politician glad hands the crowd and goes on to the main business of the day, the games. There are horse races, announced in both Tatar and Russian. Belkanto, a horse owned by a Tatar oil company, comes in first, winning a Russian-made car for his jockey. The day before the Sabantuy, Tatarstan opened a huge mosque, so there are Arab sheikhs and other Muslim dignitaries in town. They take in the horse races from a reviewing stand. But there's nothing Islamic about Sabantuy. This agricultural holiday predates Islam and remained unbroken through the Soviet era. This year, a retired couple, Yakup and Vilsevat Karamulin, remember the holiday back in 1941. It was the day Nazi Germany attacked the Soviet Union. Mr. Karamulin was enjoying himself on the banks of the Volga, and it wasn't until he returned to town that he discovered the great patriotic war had begun. There is plenty of Tatar music and dancing, but there's Russian music here as well. Four high school girls in 60s-style peasant dress with flowers in their hair come to entertain a group of disabled people. They eagerly interrupt their picnic to perform a Russian ballad that they say has an Irish feel. Ksenia, Diana, Dilyara, and Masha are from Tatar and Russian families. There are lots of mixed marriages here in Tatarstan, and apparently there always have been. Some Tatars have very Asian features, like the Mongols who conquered them in the 13th century. Other Tatars are blonde and blue-eyed. The fairground sprawls here across fields and a birch forest. The paths through the woods are dotted with souvenir tents. The aroma of shish kebab rises from the many barbecue stands. And here, in clearings, are the games. The wrestling matches, the climb the pole contest, the whack-a-pot while blindfolded contest, and the very traditional Tatar game of dunking for coins, or in this case, small magnets, in bowls of fermented milk called katik. A teenager named Rafis extracts the magnet with his teeth and emerges with a smiling, milky face. This may be an ancient sport, but his prize shows that Tatarstan has entered the modern global era. As the MC tells the crowd, look what a person is willing to do to get a mobile telephone from Euronet and Motorola. Martha Wexler, NPR News.